The Karnesi District Court has denied a bail application for AIS broadcaster Kwesi Dakwa, accused of raping a 19-year-old woman. Lawyer for KKD Nana Asante Bedieto argued that the facts presented in court did not establish any charge of rape against the accused person. He contended that the key elements of rape are missing from the charge sheet and praised the court to grant bail, arguing that it would be dangerous for the court to refuse bail based on the incorrigible evidence of the victim. The prosecutor, ACP Moses Atembila, opposed the bail application by the defense, arguing that the charge is not bailable as clearly stated by law. According to the facts of the case, last Saturday at about 7:30 p.m., the victim, together with her cousin, attended an event at Africa Regent Hotel where they met KKD and exchanged pleasantries. The victim and her cousin took some photographs with KKD and some of his relations at the hotel. ACP Atembila said the accused admired the height of the victim and therefore invited her and the cousin into his hotel room to make up before the show, since he was expected on stage. Whilst in the hotel room, KKD allegedly called the victim into the washroom to help him do his makeup, leaving the victim's cousin and KKD's cousin also in the room. The victim alleged that whilst in the bathroom, KKD allegedly forcibly had sex with her. Let's take a listen to the lawyer after the ruling court today.
I'm disappointed because, frankly, the facts as adduced by the prosecution do not establish on their face that indeed a crime has been committed. So even though the crime of rape on the statute books is non-bailable, in certain circumstances, the courts have granted bail. And I cited several cases in which the courts had granted bail. So, but we'll take it up further.